This is the Sunday Worship Podcast.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, Hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Hallelujah. Sing ye heavens, thou earth reply, Hallelujah. And happy Easter. He is risen. Welcome to Sunday Worship on Easter Day. I'm Bethany Gibson, and it's really special to be able to celebrate the resurrection with you. Our speaker is Colonel Julie Forrest, who is the Territorial Secretary for Leader Development. She's going to be encouraging us to come and see and go and tell, to speak Jesus in every part of our lives. Our Bible reading on this Easter day is from Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 1. Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Amen.
Happy Easter, everyone. It is wonderful to celebrate with you that Jesus rose from the dead. Love springtime. I love springtime. For me, it is a great thing for us in the UK that the season of spring is when we celebrate Easter. And as from tonight, our evenings of daylight are longer. Hopefully, we all remembered to move our clocks forward last night. As you look around you, do you notice the changes in creation that spring brings? We move from the time when creation is sleeping to see it bursting with new life. The birds are singing. We're enjoying daffodils and tulips and blossoms on the trees. We are very blessed that this new life happens as we celebrate the new life that Jesus Christ brings to us. That I know, I am so grateful that I know this reality in my own life. He is risen. He is risen indeed. What beautiful scripture that gives us so much joy. Jesus is no longer dead. He rose and lives today. We have the opportunity to live in the fullness of Christ because he is alive and wants to have a living relationship with us. From our scripture reading, there are two phrases I would like to draw to your attention. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 6, it says, "Come and see the place where he lay." And then in verse 7, it says, "Then go quickly and tell his disciples." So we're going to think about come and see, go and tell. We see that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were on their way to the tomb. We can imagine that they were brokenhearted as they went to be with Jesus, probably still in shock and pain as they thought about what they had heard and seen about the crucifixion of Jesus. I wonder what stories they remembered as they walked towards his tomb. They had been around Jesus so much in his life and had been aware of his teaching and his ministry. I am sure they were devastated that Jesus had died so young. Yet on that first Easter, they found even more events to shake their world. Verse 2 tells us there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The sight of the angel shocked the guards so much they probably fainted. Yet the women were caught up in this, and probably because they were so familiar with Jesus, they were not so surprised that miraculous things were happening around them. The angel said to the women in verse 5, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Wow, what an experience for these two women. Come and see the place where he lay. Come and see. This invitation to check it out for themselves. They were witnesses to the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead. His body had gone. In those 3 short years of ministry, Jesus had performed so many miracles, showing the power of God in his life. He had been teaching with his words and his actions as he reached the people who were on the margins. The example of Jesus had turned the values of the day on their head. He touched the lepers. He ate with prostitutes and tax collectors. He valued women and children. They would also be aware that he had raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, and Mary's brother Lazarus had been raised from the dead after 3 days. Jesus could do all of this, so why not be raised himself? A hope, a prayer that he could do this. It was true. Jesus was alive. How incredible for these women to be the first to know that he is alive and that they are the ones to give the message and go and tell the disciples he is alive. What is God inviting you to come and see today? At Christmas time in 2023, my favourite song was "Noel, Noel, Come and See What God Has Done." Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world given for us. Noel means celebrating the birth of Jesus. So in celebrating the birth of Jesus, we come and see what God has done. And here we have that invitation today to come and see what God has done in sending his son as the Christ child. And now we're invited to view the empty tomb, to know with certainty that Jesus is alive. What does this mean to you today? Do you still see that Jesus is in the business of transforming lives today? That Jesus is still performing miracles? He is inviting you to come and see that his power to change is still available to you today. What is it you want him to do for you? As we move on with the story in Matthew 28, in verse 7, it says, "The angel told them, 'Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" And so this phrase, "go and tell." After they saw that Jesus wasn't there, the angel told them to go and tell. So the women are the first to tell people that Jesus is alive. What a privilege we have today to tell others about what it is he's doing in our lives. This has been quite a day for the women as they hurried away from the tomb to tell the disciples. But then they met with Jesus and they fell at his feet in worship of him. We can hardly imagine what this must have been like for them to see their precious Lord alive. Jesus spoke with them, told them not to be afraid. We get a picture of how joy and fear mingle together. Go and tell the others you have seen me. In Matthew chapter 5, in the Message, in verse 14, it says, "You're here to be the light, bringing out the God colours in the world." Creation. Just as spring is waking up creation and we see the colours more clearly, we can also bring the God colours into the world. It is about how we live, what we say, what we don't say, how we behave, bringing kingdom values into our daily lives. We spread Jesus by simply being Jesus followers, and we are giving good advice in scripture to show us how we should live. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 says to us, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all of these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. With a message to go and tell, I also think we should be bold and truly tap into the power of the name of Jesus. We should be full of boldness when we ask God to help us in prayer. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says to us, "Let us approach God's throne full of confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." In scripture, it says confidence, but maybe it's also boldness as we approach God. My favourite song is "I Speak Jesus." And some of the words from that song say, "I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. For I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like the fire. This is the message I want to go and tell. To tell you each here today that Jesus is alive and he is still the miracle working God who can transform your life and bring healing and hope into your life. Invitation. Would you take up this invitation to come and see? Seek and find the empty tomb and know it means that Jesus is alive and lives in you. And he wants to be your personal friend. He knows you. He loves you. He wants to do life with you." Says John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So our invitation is to get to know Jesus better and understand that he is Lord over everything. We can call upon him for help in every situation. He is going to be with us forever. When we know him, let's step out with a freshness in our relationship to go and tell. Go and tell what God has done in your life. Live your life as a witness to Christ. Let your reactions show this daily walk with him as you tackle daily challenges. Speak the name of Jesus into every difficulty. Don't forget to praise him. Remember, the women fell at his feet. We too must do that frequently. In every way we can, we must show others that Jesus is alive in us as we try to become more like him. Let his power be in the boldness of your prayers. Let Jesus be evident in your actions and reactions. But also we can invite the power of Jesus that is still at work in us today to be over all of the issues in the world. We too can speak the name of Jesus into every situation.
We are committed and we choose.
I pray that you can sing that song in your hearts today. We are not ashamed. Verse 1 said, we made a commitment to proclaim it every day, shouting from the mountain that Jesus is the way. He made the commission. Now it's up to you and me. It's time to declare it. Somebody needs to share it, for it's the truth that can set them free. Amen. And I really do pray that today you have and will experience the joy and peace that comes from the risen Jesus, who wants to be in relationship with you. Thank you for celebrating Easter with us here on Salvationist Radio. And our thanks to Colonel Julie for sharing the good news with us. For more Easter content, including an Easter message from Territorial Leader Commissioner Paul Main, please visit salvationist.org.uk/Easter. And now a benediction from Romans 8. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Goodbye, and God bless you this Easter.